something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Kacha Road before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, Prevailing Prayer.
Hallelujah. When you plug in with God, every time you pray, the Spirit of God shows you visions. Any major step we take is based on the Spirit of God giving direct, clear, evident guidance. No assumptions. And this is what the Spirit of God wants to do in our lives as individuals. When you work like this, your life and ministry, your job will be supernatural. See, how do you compete with someone who doesn't operate on the same principles as you? Someone else is calculating with a Japanese calculator, and you are not here brainstorming. They are brainstorming. You are only Holy Ghost talking. Oh, hallelujah. No, they are brainstorming, cracking their brains and trying to put one and two to make three. And you're over here just laughing your way through, praying in the Holy Ghost with your hands lifted, and visions come to you. And you know, when God shows you a vision, you know what he's telling you? In the volume of the book, it is written of you. This meeting is not going on. In heaven, it has finished. That's what he was showing me in the vision. And just like Jesus, when he said, in the volume of the book, it is written of me, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. See, it was already clear. It was settled. It says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And Jesus came and started acting out that which had been written concerning him. It was settled already. Those who will walk out of this place at the end of this meeting healed and cleansed of their sicknesses, your records are already with God in heaven. It's completed. All you have to do is to enter into that which belongs to you. That's all. So when you walk like that, even when it has to do with your jobs, your businesses, God will show you visions. When I talk about visions, I am not talking about a man cracking his brain and saying, well, the vision I have for this year. No! I'm telling you that God can show you a vision through a revelation. You can have a trance. The Spirit of God can manifest himself to you. We're talking about something supernatural, not what the world operates. Something supernatural. You are a Christian, a spirit being, one that is born again, a new creation in Christ Jesus. You are not an ordinary person. He said, in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. That means they shall speak words of power. So the old men shall dream dreams. The young men shall see visions. I believe in visions. I see visions. I believe the Spirit of God will open the eyes of many of you. You'll begin to see visions in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. That's one of the things I enjoy in prayer. Because when I get to praying, I see. And when I have seen something, the rest is history. That's the way I look at it. It's all finished. It's all done. Like they say, it's a done deal. Amen. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. The matter is closed. Are you ready now? When we start praying, don't go, oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, God. You know, some fellows, they got together to pray. And this fellow among them, he just went, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Before long, he looked for the nearest chair. Thank you, Jesus. He wasn't saying anything, just. And then off he went. Brothers and sisters, we cannot fool the Holy Ghost. We may fool brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so and say, I was meditating. I saw three birds. We cannot fool the Holy Ghost. You will pray. Don't get tired. Okay? When you feel tired, be happy. You know why? Your flesh cannot win. Your spirit cannot be tired. It's your flesh. And when your flesh is tired and you feel drowsy, I said be happy. Why? Proof positive. This thing we're into is not of men. Then you suppress. That might be the right time to shout, hey! But when you go, hey! Don't say, just take off from there. Have you seen a vehicle? Whoom! And then the man just removes the key. He's supposed to be going somewhere. Vroom, vroom, vroom! Not vroom! That kind of car is not good. You ready now?
Yeah!
Are you moved by the word of God? Somebody say hallelujah! Hallelujah! At this time, we are going to intercede against the powers of darkness, against the forces of Satan that war against our families, against our jobs, our finances, our nation, and our leaders. We're interceding against the forces of darkness. Put pressure against the devil. Pressurize him out of that home. Pressurize him out of that family. Pressurize him. Mount pressure against the devil and his activities. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead. And he's alive today.
I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ's embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ's embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision. God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Kachia Road, before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled Prevailing Prayer. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm. To listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.